What's up, everybody, and thank you for joining us at 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com.
And this is George Struck, 305.
That's your girl, Jay, by the way.
Yeah, that's Drea. Happy birthday, Drea.
Thank you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You. You've been on this earth how many years to conquer?
Not embarrassing.
Only 4 years young.
I feel like it's...
She looks 21, for those of you.
Today we have M on the show.
M.
What's up, guys?
How are you doing?
It is a pleasure to be here.
Great, great to have you. Well, for those of you who don't know M, she does a lot of things. I don't know where to start
everything.
With her. I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, like...
Of everything, yeah.
You know, let's start off with just... Wait a minute. Yo, you rap, right?
I do.
We have it. Hold on.
No, I rap.
So,
we have a thing here. I would not call myself a singer.
We have a thing here. You got to drop 16.
No way.
I'm sorry. I should have warned you.
That's a rule.
Listen, it's a rule, so...
What? You don't warn people about that?
Nah, at all. But how about this? We'll do it at the end of the show.
Okay.
So, at the end of the show. I gave you fair warning. I usually don't give people time.
I don't know. I might throw up from here.
Nah, it's cool. You're good.
Tell me about what started everything off. Was it being an artist? Was it, you know, the charity? Or educational stuff that you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that music is definitely the thing that goes the furthest in my life. Since I was young, I remember... You know, putting a backwards cap on and rapping to Limp Bizkit, or, you know, I grew up listening to Biggie and Pac, you know, and that was definitely a great era for music, and I was passionate from the start, so that's definitely what goes the deepest in my life, the furthest down the line, but it's been like a trickle effect all the way around, just... You know, creating different things. I'm like a nonstop creator, so my mind never turns off. I'm just kind of always trying to figure out how to make this world a better place or what I can contribute, you know. And I don't take my talents or my gifts lightly, so, you know, I try to.
That's
share.
Good. I mean, this is your first album you just released. What's the name of your album?
Yeah, well, this one is called Pussy Game.
All right.
I actually just released another EP. I dropped my first single on Friday, so I'm just really hungry
with
music.
What's the name of the EP?
It's called Stellar.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the new single?
It's called Taylor Cut.
Taylor Cut.
I love all the names.
I'm saying. She's all over the place. I love
it. Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing music for probably like 12 years, and it's been an on and off thing. I kind of like shut that dream down for a while. I went into sound engineering and trying to learn like
the
different aspect. No. I didn't get that far. I got far enough to know that this was not...
that wasn't
I got far enough to know, like, after I was like 10 chapters of a book and lessons after lessons, I'm like, oh no, this isn't for me. So I had to get back to, you know, what I do best. And it's lyrically, you know, putting stuff down and inspiring people. So.
That's
dope.
That's really dope. And I mean, like, what, you know, I feel like I'm about to start the Ninja Warrior of things. Like, also, you do this, you have to do this now.
Yeah.
Well, so you've been writing for all this time, or you've been recording?
Mostly writing and recording on and off. I recorded like probably between 6 and 8 years ago. I recorded probably like 20 tracks, and then I turned off like the recording for a while, went into other things, and, you know, started a charity that took a few years out of my life, and just, you know, been diving into different businesses since. But I couldn't let the dream die down, especially, you know, when Cardi came out, and after Nicki did her thing, I was kind of like, whatever, you know, maybe music's going in a different direction. I was kind of really doing conscious rap at the time, and I was trying to share a message, and I just kind of got turned off to the scene. And then when Cardi came out, I was like, fuck, you know, maybe this is a wave and an opening for women to start coming back into music. And women were vibing when I was younger, you know, with Missy and Mary J. Blige and just so many greats that, you know, fuck,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, I was like, I really wanted to be able to make my mark and, you know, pave the way for some 305 artists and Latina females out there.
And with that being said, I'm going to assume that you are born and raised in Miami?
Born and raised, yeah.
Dale con dale.
Yeah. My parents are Cuban, so all right. I've got, you know, definitely got a Cuban booty and...
and the salsa.
And there you go.
I got la salsita, you know, but... yeah, born and raised. That's I love up. Miami 305 till I die.
I like it.
Oh, I think I the it. Most important thing that I would like to discuss with you is that I am adoptive, which you are the founder yes. of. Tell me about that.
So basically, that really started like 12 years ago when I was in a car accident and I suffered a traumatic brain injury. And my brain was severely damaged. My memory was damaged. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know my name. I couldn't remember memories about myself. It was a really tough time in my life. And, you know, I don't know if either of you have seen the movie 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
But that was and is kind of like my life. Like, you know, for months at a time, I was sleeping like 20 hours out of each day, which means that... I'm sorry, 22 hours out of each day, which means I would wake up, maybe drink some water, eat something, and my mind would just shut off like a computer. And I had to sleep. And like for months it was like that. And then after I came out, you know, and I was able to at least stay awake, I tried going back to school and I couldn't continue my education. I was studying philosophy in FIU and I'm super deep, like, you know, mm-hmm. I like studying deep topics, and I couldn't even write down my name on a test. So I knew that my life had to be different from then on, and I went on a downward spiral. I did a lot of drugs. I wished that I would, you know, leave off the face of the earth, and I was hoping that one day, you know, that would just happen. And at some point, after like 5-6 years of doing that, I had to bounce back, mm-hmm. and I started working out. And working out was like the one thing that started repairing the neural connections in my mind. And it was like the one thing that was making my memory come back. It was like I was finally feeling like myself again. Like, you know, the M that I thought I had lost forever. There was little glimpses of her coming back. I still live with my brain injury every day. Like, I still have to kind of, you know, I have a big board with all these things that I'm working on right now that I have to wake up and look at every morning so that I can remind myself who I am. Kind of mm-hmm. like how Drew in the movie had to watch that little video, you know, describing her life to her so that she could, like, snap back into place right. and get moving, you know? But all that time that I spent in a downward spiral, I didn't have a community and I didn't have anybody to turn to or anybody that said, hey man, I know what you're going through. Like, you know, stop taking those pills or let's do this or get healthy. You know, I had nobody that was saying that to me. And, when I met my partner in life, we wanted to create a gym, and we started doing a lot of research, and we found this word adaptive, and it was like, what does that even mean, you know? And in sports, it was used to describe people that had like a special need, or like, you know, someone that was blind or someone that was an amputee, you know? Yeah, the handicapped community. And basically, it was a different word to describe handicapped and disabled, but, you know, I don't know about you or if you know anybody in your life or have anybody that's disabled around you. But if someone's ever, you know, if you were to lose your leg and the doctor comes and he tells you, hey, man, for the rest of your life, you're going to be disabled. Like, does that make you feel good?
At all.
It makes you feel like shit, right?
Yeah, it's a negative.
Yeah, it's because it's telling you you're not able to do something, you know? And so we basically wanted to create a world around the concept that you are adaptive. And we just took a play on, you know, a word that already existed, that mm-hmm. was already, you know, describing some sports here and there for this community. But there was no umbrella that, like, kind of bound everybody together, like, you know, the blind.
It's very specific and very spread.
Yeah. It was like there was different sports for people, like wheelchair basketball or tennis for the blind or people that had overcome cancer, but there was nothing that, you know, brought everybody that had been through something hard, like, together. And so we tried to create a movement, and we did. And the organic following has just been incredible. Like, there's over like 60,000 people that have used the hashtag I am adaptive to
That's powerful.
Like post their moments of greatness. And you know, if you ever need just even a little bit of inspiration, like, you can look up that hashtag or go to our page and you'll see dogs in wheelchairs or kids doing amazing things that, you know, just got their first prosthetic leg or, you
That's
know,
amazing.
Like
That's
people that you would never think. What's the
social media for it?
It's called IAmAdaptive.com. I am adaptive. Hashtag I am adaptive.
So anyone that wants to find it, so they can find it.
Yeah.
Hashtag I am adaptive.
Yeah.
And where can they find you on social media as well?
You can find me at @theycallme_M.
M.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
_ M will be spitting 16 at the end of.
Oh my god.
And moving on to the sex and pleasure education.
I mean,
which we're very anxious to know.
I mean, this is the whole thing. Like, this is the most interesting part about it, because most artists that we have on, or any individual that comes on, it's like, I do this, I do that. No one comes up as like, so I'm a sex and pleasure educator.
Well, how many people generally say that at all? You know.
I don't know. From, you know, you hear on TV, everyone's like, "Yo, I know this, I know that." And people don't know anything.
It's a huge field though, because I actually met someone over the weekend that is a sex educator.
Do tell.
And there's a lot of different perspectives of it. I mean, it's not just one specific thing. There's people with all kinds of ideas and fetishes and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And it's just teaching, you know, couples and
it's
stuff.
It's a different
like
world.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
We please each other, you know? So you're the expert. Tell me more about this.
So what's going on here? Tell us all about this world that you got into.
How can I put this simply?
You could explain. You have an hour.
I love sex. I think sex is beautiful. I think it's a very positive thing. If it weren't for sex, none of us would be here, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it had to happen at some point, you know? So I really believe in the positive aspect behind sex and being educated. I think that too many people nowadays grow up not knowing what to do.
It's such a taboo, though, especially for like Latin, you know, and Hispanic traditional families. Like, you can't really even talk about sex because it's just such.
It's a no-no.
Only as a joke.
Yeah.
Well, only as a joke.
Well,
that's the only time it's acceptable. Like, in any surrounding, only as a joke. When you want to get into it, though.
When a lot of people have such a misconception, like, it's such a dirty, shameful thing. And like you said, it's such a beautiful thing. Like, why?
It's natural. It's completely natural. It's been happening since the beginning of time.
Amen.
You know?
Shout out to the animals. Shout out to time.
Exactly. There's no reason to be ashamed or, you know, feel bad about anything. Like, we all have different wants and needs and desires. Everybody, there's someone for everybody, and there's an answer for every, like, want. Like, there's, you know, I've learned so much during this road of sexuality and, like, you know, fetishes that people have, like things you would never imagine someone wanting or liking. Like, you know,
I heard some stories this weekend that I still never
like, can I bring one up or
no, go ahead.
So I recently watched I don't know if you guys ever watched Viceland or whatever, but they're a cool show, and there's this girl there called Slut Ever. So she has a like a that's the name of her show.
What do you say to that?
It's super dope though. So she, like, you know, goes on and she, you know, interviews just different people that are into different things. And one of the most outrageous ones, I'd say, was, like, people that were into alien sex. And, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I think aliens are super dope, right? Like, I believe aliens existed, all this stuff, whatever. I think they do exist.
Yeah,
I probably have. Hold on. Yeah. No. I know. So there's like a lot of money in this, by the way. Okay, but there's women that want
alien?
it's like alien dick, and it no, seriously,
you
seriously.
Just put me out to some people.
She's like, well, hold on.
But the coolest
aliens,
part,
I am single.
Oh my god. The coolest part, wait, you're gonna freak out.
I'm not into aliens, but $20 is $20.
The coolest part is Well, I don't know if it's cool, but these monster alien dicks, they secrete these alien eggs into the woman, and like it's like this euphoric feeling for women to like have alien eggs laid inside of them.
Holy shit.
If, I mean,
but these are numerous people who have like accounted for this.
Yes, like there's people making mad money making alien dicks that secrete these like eggs that come in like anything from the size of a golf ball to like an apricot.
And we thought we had heard it all.
Yeah.
I mean,
it made me think. It made me wonder, like, you know, would I want, like, little balls just
looping,
plopping in, you know, my
uterus? No, but, you know, it makes sense, though.
I can imagine that'd be an interesting feeling, like, for a woman or, you know, thinking, like, something out of this world is taking a hold of me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Y'all can't look at me. I have no idea. But it makes sense in a way because of that whole submissive part of women. You know what I mean? So yeah. It kind of makes sense that, you know, women like being taken. You know, there's that. You know, that's why, you know, the masculinity and whatnot. Mm-hmm. If the man can't take the woman, and she feels like she's the one that's more dominant than he is, and she wants to be dominated, te jodiste.
Well, like, you know what I mean? Something for everybody.
No, and that's the thing, exactly. So based off that, you think, damn, this chick got off with big old balls in her uterus. She's with it, you know, to each his own. That's interesting as hell.
And how do you educate people on, you know, like what exactly is
on
it, like,
how do you educate on alien dick?
Like, therapy type thing. Like,
okay, so I mean, until now, like I was really working just like word by mouth and like very DL, you know, because okay. This isn't like the easiest thing to do, or most people live in like a vanilla world, so the concept of bringing in like a female to help your marriage or help your sex life may be taboo to a lot of people, you know, but to the couples or individuals that are open to that, I was mostly working like, you know, on a secret clientele kind of basis, but I decided to kind of like, you know, start creating free information, and I created my own website, like called thepleasurepro.com, and I started a YouTube channel, and you know, just started like doing like generalized videos. My first one was about like the female anatomy or pussy 101. Yeah. I don't know if I can say that.
Too late. Can I say pussy? Oh, my bad.
My next one was like 4 tips on how to have better sex, and you know, I have like a pussy master class that I'll be conducting for
pussy
private
master class.
For private members, you know.
Boom.
Like a class, or this is like a class.
This is like a video series group thing, you know, but it's all very professional. Like, it's, you know, it's not like hands-on in the way most people might want to think or whatever, but it's hands-on right in the sense that I do have a pussy a silicone pussy that I will a silicone pussy that I will be touching in a very erotic manner, so you know, whatever. But
up until right there, most of the people who are listening to this were like, yo, what is she doing there?
What
for real? Like, if I call her, what's happening?
Oh my god! Yeah.
So you come out with genitalia.
Yes. So I'll bring out like you know, models and model genitalia, I should say, as people.
I bring models.
Good, though, because of course. People who need these classes.
I mean, listen, man.
There's definitely people who need these.
There's
classes.
Nothing wrong with knowing more. That's a fact.
What inspired you to get into this type of business? I mean, you have to be very comfortable in your own skin and with your own sexuality to be able to be so open and to be able to teach others with that. Like, what really drove you to do that?
Okay, let's see how to put this simply. All right, you know the Lil Wayne song, I Wish I Could Fuck Every Girl in the World?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how a deep part of me feels. Like, I wish I could make love to every woman on this earth to make her feel as good as she deserves to feel. And I realized along the way that I can definitely not fuck every girl on this earth. So I stopped trying long ago. And I That comes with a lot of baggage, you know? It's not like guys. You can fuck guys and they don't think twice, but girls get attached. So, you know, it's a whole other world.
Now you know how men feel.
So I decided, that's good. I decided that I needed to create something where I could tap into as many women's pleasure spots as possible. So what better way to do that than to educate the male population to know what to do even better?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an MVP in the building. Wish we had the sound effects. Shout out to Will, wherever you are.
Oh my God.
This would be a great interview for you to be at.
I actually take this time to give the Wynwood Monthly a huge shout out. They're on our feed. They've been pushing the show. They've been tuning in.
Yes.
But they have some questions about models and genitalia, and it sounds like their kind of event. Where exactly can they find, you know, these classes? Is it on your website?
Yeah. You can go to thepleasurepro.com.
Thepleasurepro.com.
Yeah. You can find me at The Pleasure Bowl, or, you know.
There you go.
For really freaky people, I give out my Tumblr, and that really spices things up. But
there you go.
Interesting.
You can hit me up on the DM, and
I'll direct you to the appropriate site.
I'll direct you to that.
It'll happen. There you guys. Go ahead. So what other questions are we getting from?
Well, they just want to know where they can find it, and they've actually been writing it down for us in the chat, just in case anybody missed that. Make sure you guys write that.
Yo, they are loving that. They're like, yo, you guys need to find, listen to this. Listen to this woman.
You've actually been an entrepreneur, and you, you said earlier in off-air, have your hands in a couple of different pots that are cooking on the stove. Can you tell me a little bit about the different business ventures that you are in right now?
Sure. So my newest one that I run along with my lovely husband is called Dank Flavors.
Dank Flavors.
So and that's pretty much just based around, like, it's a cannabis positive company, and right now we're pushing our line of customized CBD. We deal a lot with people that have, like, specific ailments, especially with I Am Adaptive. Like, a lot of parents that have autistic kids or deal with PTSD or depression or convulsions, so many things.
So many.
That CBD is, like, a miracle. Like, you know, I don't even have to sell it. Like, if you haven't heard of it, like, you will be hearing so much about CBD, because everybody's opening their eyes to what a beautiful thing that has become for people. We actually created, like, a few products, like I make dank balls.
Dank balls, huh?
They are the best balls you will probably ever have.
Surely.
Ask her about her balls. Make sure you ask.
Yep.
Dank balls.
And we've got dank sauce. We've got
balls and sauce.
We've got catering coming along. It's a few things that we have our hands dipped. But we finally, just now on June 1st, we launched our website and all this information on CBD. Like, if you guys need to learn anything, like, we've done all the research, so you don't have to.
Tell us the website so we can make sure everybody goes on for that as well.
So it's called Dank Flavors, so DANK flavors.com. Yeah.
And what got you into that? Was it part of the I Am Adaptive movement, or is it something else?
I mean, I've been a smoker for a long time, and it's been one of the only things that has really helped me through my brain injury, and helps me level out my emotions and, you know, different ailments that I deal with every single day. So if not, I probably wouldn't be here. Like, so I'm a very big advocate for cannabis and for people that need it, and CBD has just been, like, you know, the legal component that's really you know, taking the front seat in this prohibition battle. So I want to
making strides, though.
Oh yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Keep pushing.
Yeah, no, and we are the voice. Like, if we don't speak up about it, you know, if we're not part of the culture, like, it's like, how are people gonna know that it exists or that people really need it? And yeah. It's helping people all over, like helping the opioid crisis like crazy. And you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't.
It's actually funny that you see Big Pharma is really battling this.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, shout out to everyone doing CBD, man. That's
yeah.
It battles Big Pharma. That's the goal.
Oh,
I actually want to go back because I have some questions on the live feed. They want to know what would be the number one takeaway or what should a guy start doing now?
Epa, in what? Well, homie, get the scenario right.
I think that
get the scenario right.
I'm gonna say two things. One would be confidence, like either pretend you're confident, fucking get confident, do whatever you need to do to create confidence around you. And two is like, you need to eat pussy. Like, so many guys,
yes,
I keep hearing guys that are afraid or like they don't know what to do or like they don't even want to try it. I'm like, I talk to guys that are like close to in their 40s and they don't eat pussy, and I'm like, fuck, bro, like, really?
What's wrong with y'all?
What is that? Like, and then I'll ask, hold on. Like, you don't eat pussy, but do you expect a woman to suck your dick? And they'll say yes. And that doesn't make any sense to me, you know? It just doesn't. So get on the pussy eating train. And if you need any tips, they'll be in my pussy masterclass. So...
which you can find on
thepleasurepro.com.
Thepleasurepro.com. Yeah. There you go.
I'm giving it to you. I'm healing. I'm making you feel good.
I mean,
my music
with a strong arm.
You know,
but I knew it.
It's all about confidence, man. Come on.
Oh yeah.
One of the things I want to just take a step back to, because of your brain injury, and you know, you had your therapy to get better and get well. Being an artist, writing, and whatnot, how much did that help you?
Okay, so let's correct what you just said. Unfortunately, I didn't get any fucking therapy. So it's almost like...
You self-medicated, basically.
I did self-medicate, and there are things that never got fixed along the way, we'll say. So, you know, one of my biggest... And one of the biggest reasons that I stepped away from music is because when I'm put in stressful situations, like right now, just that question that you asked, my heart's, like, right here. Not because I'm necessarily nervous, but my body and my brain got a response of nervousness.
Because of the topic.
Of the topic, or... and so those are the moments where you'll hear me start stuttering, and you'll hear me forget whatever it is that you asked me. Like, I won't know what you asked me and things like that, you know? Like right now, I don't know what the hell you asked me, you know?
Boom. Damn. That's awesome.
But the point was, I needed to tell you that, you know, when you said that I had to drop the bars, I'm like, fuck, you know, the reason why I haven't even done a live show yet. That's like my biggest fucking fear, because when I'm put in a moment where when my emotion level goes up, it's like,
yeah, the nerves, the anxiety.
It's like my mind goes blank. Like, it's like, you could ask me, Marilyn, like, when were you born? Or M, like, tell me your favorite color. And like, I'll be like someone with autism. Like, I'll be like that. Like, I can't.
You're stuck in that. You're stuck in the moment.
I can't make the words come out, you know. And so, like, it's crazy. Wow. Like, that's, you know, that's really been something that's held me back, you know, from things. I mean, when I go into the studio, like, to record, I love doing that because, you know, any engineer that works with me is like, holy fuck, like, you're a pretty good fucking artist. Like, I do like one takes most of the time. Like, I'm not one of these artists that take forever, whatever. But that pressure of like, okay, now you gotta do it, or now there's people involved. Yeah. Like,
so being in the
that
studio,
that alone, like, is you know, has really paralyzed like my music, I feel.
But being in the studio has helped alleviate a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the outlet in which my music right now is out, you know. Okay. Like, it's finally out because I've, you know, jumped back in and faced that. I mean, that was never really a fear, like, recording But when I'm asked, you know, or when I'm pressured into something,
anything like, pressurized, yeah.
It's like, you know, and I hate that because before my accident, like, I was like MVP of everything. Like, and I'm not saying this to brag. Like, I'm saying this because I want you to see how I compare myself to who I am now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, I was super fucking smart, you know, MVP of everything, like teacher's pet, whatever I was asked to do in life, like, I excelled at. And so being this person now that has these blockages, you know, it's like, and they're all inside. It's like, you look at me and you're looking at a girl that's super, I look normal. Like, what could possibly be wrong with me? But when it comes to my intellectual, you know, capacity to throw things back at you, it's, you know, it can be like someone that you would consider disabled. You know what I mean? And so, but I don't live by that term, you know? I live by adaptive. So
adaptive, whatever. I mean, yeah, but...
I'm adapting to the situation, you know, but...
Your story so reminds me of my story, and like everything that you're saying, I can totally relate to. So I totally feel everything that you're saying on like every level. But with that being said, I think that we definitely paralyze ourselves by thinking like this happened, or I used to be like this, or I used to be able to do more, and now I'm limited to this, and we kind of limit ourselves. But you, although you say that you feel that way, you've kind of taken this condition that you have and you've turned it into a positive, and you've made a difference, and you're making a difference within the community, and you're also helping others with other types of disadvantages, if we want to say that. What would be the best piece of advice that you can give any of our listeners that maybe can also relate to the stories that we've shared?
I think that the most important thing is that you never know like what's going to happen in life. Like, we never know, you know. I never thought that this would be my life. Like, I never thought that straight A student, or I was going to be like a philosophy fucking teacher, or who knows. Like, I thought I was going to be like Aristotle one day, you know, like I never thought that person would be who I am now. But I would never change it for $1 million or 10 million. Like, I would never give up who I've become. And everybody, you know, I was at a support group today for amputees, and everybody was probably older 50, over 50, but most people had just lost a limb within the past like year, and they were going through that change and that trauma and that understanding. And, you know, when you talk to people like that, it's like, you know, it's hard for them to see the outcome or the next 5 years. And that's what our organization tries to show people, like the after effect.
Yeah, there is life after.
Yeah, that, like, after that dark period, like, you don't have to stay in that dark period any longer than you want to. Like, there's answers for you. There's groups, there's sports, there's people that are ready to say like, hey man, like, let's, you know, let's change things. So I mean, I'd say the biggest takeaway would be like, no matter what the fuck ever happens, like, just know that you were born as an adaptive being, just like every other thing on this planet. Trees, insects, yeah. Animals, we're all adaptive. We're all adapting to everything around us. And if life ever calls you to adapt in a profound way, in some traumatic fucking way, like, you know, you can do it. And just, you know, look to tomorrow and just put one foot in front of the other, or one cane in front of the other, or one, you know, whatever, crutch, and you will get there. Like, you will get there. And if you need inspiration, like, it's out there in the world. Hashtag I am adaptive.
There you go. Amen to that.
And you'll find, you know, you'll find inspiration. Like, but just, you got to keep opening your eyes. You can't, you know, you can't give up. And that's what, you know, that's what a lot of people do. They give up. And so we're trying to fight that moment where people do that.
So that's an amazing support group. So for anyone that's interested, hashtag I am adaptive. It's really dope, man. That's really good. Man. That's powerful what you're doing.
Thank you.
It's really powerful. And you have your hands mixed in everything.
What's your favorite part about everything that you do?
I mean, what's the favorite part of everything?
I'm really happy that I'm finally coming into the... I mean, it's funny because yesterday I was in my room and I'm like, you know, having a MTBI moment, traumatic brain injury moment. I'm like, you know, sex, music, and weed. Those are my three favorite things. Like, I need to make money doing these things. Like, what am I doing? And I'm like, you know, that's so crazy. And then, like, I was going crazy around my room, and then I looked at my board, and it said, like, an M with all these things underneath, the Pleasure Pro, all these things underneath, and, like, Dank and all these things underneath. And I'm like, fuck, I'm already doing this shit. Like, you know, I'm already doing this. And I have those moments all the time, you know. But it's really just the fact that I'm finally... Those three things, those are my passions, and it's taken me a long time to just not give a fuck what people say, you know, and, like, my dad's, like, kind of like a pastor, and he's, could you imagine, like, they don't know my music or my songs or anything that's happening, you know, they pretend that I'm still, like, that little Catholic.
Well, you're always going to be the little girl, too.
Yeah, no, I know. Either way. But, you know. You gotta live your own, and it takes a while to figure that out sometimes. So I'm happy that I finally did all of that, and you know.
That's pretty dope, man. That's an incredible story. It is an incredible story, man.
Thank you for sharing so much absolutely. Of that with us.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't be upset.
Well, you're not gonna kick. The
I'm
16.
Not gonna kick the 16. I'm not. Seriously, I'm not.
You are too. All right, but you're you know, hold on.
So, where can we find your music?
Yeah, please, for the love of God, listen to my music. Listen,
we'll let her hear it, and then she can come back.
Listen, the only reason you have to.
How about you guys can come to my first live show? That would be cool. Yeah. Can we do that?
Yes. Yeah? Let's do this. Okay. I'm definitely with this. So, and not only because of that, but you do so many good things. You're educating the brothers to get their things together in the women, in the world of women.
There's some sisters that like,
and some women,
you know,
holla at your boy. And which, by the way, man, that's amazing. Now you know how men feel. I love the way you think about those things. And you do the CBD Dank flavors, right?
Yeah.
And what am I missing?
I am adaptive.
A huge support group for anyone that feels like they need it after some kind of serious trauma situation.
Yeah, not even. I mean, if you're a family member of someone, like, if you know, I'm sure you know someone out there that's in a wheelchair or an amputee or something. So,
well,
you don't have to be in that situation to follow the movement or to be a part of it, because it's a lot about support. So we need everybody out there.
Like, what if there's people out there who don't have any medical conditions, or they're not, you know, quote unquote adaptive, but they do want to get involved in the movement? Maybe they want to volunteer, or maybe they want to do something. What can they do in order to do that?
So something else that we do, part of that organization, is we do a lot of events where we have, like, have you guys ever heard of, like, a Spartan race or an OCR?
Okay. Yes.
So we do OCRs, and basically, like, we'll have some adaptive athletes going, and then we'll have, like, helpers, because sometimes we'll take someone in a wheelchair, and it'll take, like, a team of 12 people just to help that person.
Get them finish the race.
It's taken, like, us, like, you know, a race that would normally take 2 hours. We've been there, like, 9 hours going through just to make sure we all get across. And it's the most emotional thing that you'll ever experience. Like, I invite you guys, like, for the next one, it really changes people after they've experienced something like that. And when you see someone in a wheelchair, like, get out of their wheelchair and crawl, like, through the course, or it's crazy.
It definitely puts a different perspective, because we take so many things for granted every single day that are just so, so simple. And when you see these people who have these limitations, but they go harder for it than you ever would when you're, you know, so much healthier than they are, it just kind of puts things into perspective, you know?
Well, shoot, every time I've seen an amputee in a Spartan race, like, I'll watch the videos. I haven't done it yet, but I did my first 5K this year. So I'm doing a Spartan race coming up.
Cool.
So when you watch these videos, that it's home, it's GoPro video. They're going into the race, and you see they turn around, and the guy that just blew by them is an amputee. And that guy is going hard, and he hits the rings and the whole nine, and that inspires you. Listen, if you need motivation, listen, and no matter, and you're talking about dudes that are in shape, and you see this, he must have been ex-military, because a guy blew by him, and he's hitting this race like it's nothing.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Like a hot knife through butter.
We call them superhumans.
Yeah.
Because if I chopped off your arm right now and we go at a race and we're head to head, like, you're pushing 10 times harder than I am, yeah. You know, with two arms. You're doing superhuman things to get to where we're going. And people don't see it like that. People have always seen disabled and handicapped, like, pobrecito, poor little person, yeah. Like, whatever. And we're fighting that stigma, man. Like, I'm using... The people in the Paralympics, like, they blew through world records of Olympians. Like, there was, like, faster people running on two fake legs than, you know, two bionic legs than men on regular legs. Like, that's where we're getting to now.
How amazing, you know? Is that, though? Look where we're at. Bionic legs.
It's super dope.
That is amazing. That's really dope, yo. Yeah. That's... Man, that support group. Talk about support for real.
Yeah.
So we know you have a lot of things going on, but tell me what we can expect from you in the near future. What's next? What else is coming up?
Aside from coming back to the show to drop 16.
For sure. I promise I will. I'm excited about this next EP that I'm dropping. I just dropped the first. It's 6 songs, and I spread them out throughout the summer. So it's like my summer jams.
Nice.
I'm dropping one every 3 Fridays. So for the next few months.
The name of the EP is Stutter?
Where are you going to be dropping that, though?
SoundCloud. Okay. It'll be everywhere. iTunes, you know.
What's the name of the EP?
Stellar. Yeah.
All right.
Stellar. I got a thing for aliens and...
And first single that's going to be dropped on?
This one is called Taylor Cut.
Taylor Cut.
It's pretty dope. Yeah, you guys should check
definitely
it out.
Definitely we're going to check it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I'm going to listen to all
your music
tonight.
I wrote my first Spanish song, too, so that'll be on there. I was excited to do that, you know.
But is it like reggaeton or is it on like some boom bap?
No.
Yo, her eyes just almost murked me.
No, I love reggaeton, don't get me wrong. I'll dance all night long to anything, but no,
it's hip hop, girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like Spanish dance, hip hop. I don't even know what to call it. Like, I don't even know what to call it.
Okay.
But it'll get you moving. That
works.
Yeah.
That works for me. I'm with that.
It's very sensual and sexual. I gotta find a very hot.
So you're gonna kick the Spanish. You're gonna kick the Spanish lyrics.
Oh my god. Tú sigue con eso.
Man, yeah. So I love your video ideas. She wants hot mommies all over the place.
Oh,
I'm with
goodness.
That.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lots of weed. Lots of girls. Yeah.
Music.
I talk a lot about risque topics on this Pussy Game album. You have a CD player in your car? Some people don't.
Man, I have a CD player at home.
At home?
I have a laptop.
Such as what? Can you tell me a little bit about
it? Tell us the topic.
Talk about threesomes.
Okay.
You know, or me being like an assistant in
threesomes.
In threesomes. You know, I talk about sexual abuse. I talk about suicide.
You go all over the place.
I talk about a lot of
things. It is really peace.
I talk about weed. I talk about, I talk about a lot of different
things. Anytime you put pussy in the title, it's deep. It's deep as shit.
I debated whether to bring my pussy game chain or not. I've got a big chain.
I'm telling you, when I saw in one of your pictures that you had that big pussy game, I was like, is that thing for real?
I was like, I don't know. Is she gonna bring that thing? It's heavy as shit. When I ordered that, when it got to me, I was like, oh my god. I'm not gonna be able to wear this out. This is so fucking out there.
So you're carrying a weapon on you.
Basically.
So you can have your bodyguard wear it. Big dude pussy game chain on.
Man. Can you please repeat your social media platforms, your website, what people need to do if they want to get involved with the movement for I Am Adaptive, which you are the founder of? Just tell everybody where they can find you and how they can communicate with you for all of that.
Sure. I'll start by my music site. It's theycallme_m. That's my Instagram. And you can go to like my main website that'll lead you to a lot of different things, which is theycallme-m.com.
They call me
I'm sorry.
With a hyphen.
Dash. Is that what it's called?
It's
like, what's a dash?
Minus.
I saw you looking for the word. I was like,
come on, guys. Okay, come on. You see me struggling.
I know, my bad. My bad.
Yeah, so they call me...
Hyphen M.com.
Thank you. And then if I am adaptive, it's just anything like hashtag I am adaptive, I am adaptive, I am adaptive.com. Please join the movement. We've got a really dope event that we're putting on called the Ride for Suicide on September 22nd. And we're calling anybody to come out and ride on whatever kind of wheels they have, whether you've got a bicycle, a wheelchair, a car, a motorcycle, and
skates.
We've got
skates,
roller skates, whatever. And we have like different distances that you can sign up to do that day. And we're going to just raise awareness for suicide and everybody that's battling that. So, you know, you'll find out all this stuff if you follow me. So just fucking follow me.
Love it.
What did I miss? ThePleasurePro.com.
ThePleasurePro.com.
ThePleasurePro.
Gentlemen,
Instagram.
Eat pussy. Get to it.
Hit me up on my SoundCloud, guys. Trying to get out there and get people to listen to my stuff. And let me know what you really think, because you're not going to offend me. At all.
At all.
At all.
At all. You know, I'd rather hear, M, you suck, or I love this shit. You know,
just be real.
Most people have been liking it, so I want to know more about what's out there in the 305, you know.
M, are there any shout outs that you want to give before we go, or any other information you want to disclose before we wrap things up?
Shout outs.
Like shout outs.
What?
Anyone listening, anyone you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well. Mainly my hubby Wubby. We're big. Let me clarify this for a second. We're big in the LGBT community because technically I'm what people would say queer or gay or whatever. And my husband, who once was a female, we raise a lot of awareness for trans people in the community and stuff like that. So this person's been like my other half in everything. I'm adaptive, dank. Like we're kind of a unit in a lot of the things we do. So shout out to my baby Bo. And, you know, my engineer Mixed by Trip, my goodness, he's, you know, all over the place dealing with a lot of like big name clients, and he still makes time for me. We've been friends for a long time. And so he still puts down for his girl, and I appreciate you because you've made my music sound amazing. So, those are kind of like my peeps, you know, my other peeps, you know who you are. My adaptive peeps, my pleasure peeps, you know.
Too many.
Yeah.
All the peeps out there.
I'm pressured now. So now I'm like, oh shit.
I'm pressured.
Too many people.
I might have another 16.
Oh my God.
George, any shout outs you want
to
give?
Man, I want to give a shout out to M. Man, what an incredible story, to be quite honest. And for someone that's gone through so much and still has the courage to do all the things you're into, that is commendable.
And we're going to have to give her, like, a show for each segment because there's a lot of details.
Yo, how about this?
There's too much stuff to talk about.
How about this? Yo, I am so... I'm down.
That was too quick for me. It felt like a...
I mean...
Like, I'm not satisfied.
This was a quickie. This was too much of a quickie. This
was a quickie.
We didn't even get out of the car. We didn't get out of the car. We didn't get out of the car.
That's a little blue still.
It's all about the alien stuff. It's all about the alien dick.
There you go. Alien dick. Oh my
God. I'm going to turn my own after this.
Dre, you're in for a surprise.
Yo, all I'm saying, Dre, you show up and you walking funny.
Like, oh, meet my boyfriend.
Meet my boyfriend. Your boyfriend's a big alien dick. All right, great. So anyways, big shout out to everyone listening. Big shout out to everyone that's been involved with 305 Magazine. Will, Eddie, and everyone else that's throwing their bones at us. You know what I mean? We're with it. Big shout out to Drea. Dre Mav Productions. Thank you to Miami Underground Radio for having us. And anyone else that's listening, go to 305magazine.com. You can follow us on everything social media, 305 Magazine.
Yes, hashtag guys, remember you guys can follow us for 305 Radio on the gram. You can catch me at 305_Brownie. If you missed any of the information for M or any of the previous guests on the show, I'll be happy to provide you guys with that information. I want to remind everybody we got the DVD, the Birthday Bash. You already know how we get down for
listen, you need to go to this party.
Year.
You need to go to this party.
I gotta be here. here.
Listen. You will be my special guest for this event. We actually have a lot to talk about off air.
Oh, man.
So much
I'm excited.
So,
yes, the birthday bash. You guys already know what's up with DVD, but we also got Nori from Drink Champs, who's going to be hosting. We got... Gunplay in the house. We got Young Breed. We got Sounds by K Murder. There's so many special guests. Icy's gonna be in the house as well. I mean, we got so many people. We're gonna be releasing all of the information as we get closer to it. But you wanna follow at @DBD_Inc. on the gram. All of the flyers are there. You can also catch the link in my bio, either at @DBD_Inc. or on my profile. All of the information is there. We're gonna have the same giveaways, raffles. We've got some vendors. We got some sponsors. We got some special guests. Like I said, we got Drink Champs in the house, so it's definitely a birthday bash you do not want to miss. It's going down on June 15th. Once again, make sure you guys follow at @DBD_Inc. All the info is there. I want to give a huge thank you to the Cons official who had their convention over this past week. It was very, very interesting. A lot of different topics to talk about there. Also want to give a huge shout out for the ride out.
Oh yeah.
For Memorial Day weekend. Which was also very interesting. There's gonna
that
be
that was I'm sorry to cut you off. That was Street Elements Car Club. So I wanna shout out to Street Elements Car Club. If you guys do wanna follow them on Instagram, it's _SECC_. And just hit Google, put Street Elements Car Club, and you're gonna see photos of the ride out itself, video. Man, these guys outdid themselves. These cars were dope as oof, I can't even start. But
how did I miss this? I'm obsessed with cars.
Really?
Yeah.
So
did I miss out?
You have to follow 305magazine.com. We promoted hard, man, but at the end of the day, I gotta let you know about the next one.
Yeah.
Which they are doing another one, so we'll keep you updated.
Make sure you guys follow 305 Magazine, 305 Radio. Radio. Make sure you guys follow M. And like I said, if you guys missed any of that information, hit me up and I'll direct you to her pages. No matter what topic you want to
So you need to come out. You need to come out for another show. Let's do a bi-topic show. We have to do that. Just sit down, we talk about it.
I'm down.
And usually we do have our house coming up after 305 Magazine, but we canceled the show tonight. We will be back next week. We got Mumba Benji in the house, and he had to reschedule, but I'll keep you posted on the next date for that. We got a crazy lineup for both shows, so we want to thank all of our loyal listeners for the support. And we will definitely be back next week.
Yo, you know who we got next week, though, right? We got DJ Nano. Yo, this dude is making mad noise everywhere. So I got him coming through, and we're gonna do a photo shoot at some point. So it's
and for all my ladies, make sure you follow at that they just opened. Ladies. It's a web page where you guys can find all sorts of cool fashion. So make sure you follow at Just Slay Boutique on the gram. Thank you so much for joining us, Em.
You gotta come back.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm so happy to hear of all of the different projects that you're involved in, and I'm certain that a lot of success is coming from all angles. So best of luck, best of wishes, and whatever you need on our behalf. Our casa, su casa. So
exactly.
Thank you, guys.
With whatever in the Spanglish
world. It was a pleasure to
absolutely
be here. Yeah.
You heard that.
You heard Thank that. You guys once again for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.